Greetings, comrades, and welcome to the Eastern Border. I apologize that today's episode is a bit late, but today was a bit confusing for me. Yeah, even for me at this point, because, well, really, I don't understand what's going on, because this weirdness is just infecting my mind as well. See, this is because Russian army, once again, had a massive firing series against civilian targets. Now, as a single-time demonstration of power, yeah, you could understand yesterday's thing, but what's happening today is basically giving everyone a pause here. What's happening today is bad from every point of view possible. Starting with the fact that, you know, it's just killing innocent people and just blasting away infrastructure. And this is a war crime. This is a clear, blatant war crime that you don't have any excuses for. This makes Putin evil. To those of you who still believe that, you know, negotiations and all this stuff, no, he's committing war crimes blatantly and being proud about it. Also, you know, his cronies, people who just push him to do this, well, obviously, they literally just released a video stating that they're going to kill all Ukrainians and are proud of it and they are fighting there. Yeah, no one cares about morality anymore at this point. This is just stupid. And this has literally no military meaning. And secondly, this is insanely wasteful. Like, if we're going to be totally cynical, at this point, Putin has spent in his weird blastings in 2 days $400 million worth of stuff. And those are $400 million that he doesn't have. I mean, he's wasting rockets that he can't build anymore. He's spending all of that stuff. And, well, especially the caliber ones. The big, precise ones that they had a lack of and kept a very emergency reserves a long while ago. They're running out of them, but now he's just wasting them to blast parks, city squares, all that nonsense. Again, there's not any, like, he wants to sow panic in Ukrainians at this point? This might have worked in the early war when everyone was doubting them, but this achieves no military goals. And Ukrainians are going to counterattack anyways. And there's no panic. Like, why? I don't understand, because this is one of the dumbest things he could do. Well, obviously, everyone already knew here already that Putin does not care about humans' lives or effective use of resources or anything like that, but it's totally mysterious for me that why is he doing all this stuff again? Now, of course, I mean, obviously, all sorts of bloodletting cannibals on the pro-war side have been for a long time demanding that, you know, he's blasting away Ukrainians and killing all of them every day. Basically, let blood out of Ukraine and all that whatnot. But the problem is that every military expert on both sides of the barricades states that Russia simply does not have the resources and arsenal so that in a daily regime, destroy any objects of infrastructure throughout all of Ukraine. This is just weird. At least, you know, if Kremlin wants to get rid of out of their all of their hidden, you know, weird saved up rockets in about a few days, then sure, yeah, he can do that, but he can do this for like a few days at least, and this is just wasteful because, again, this doesn't achieve military goals at all. This is not going to win him the war. And secondly, well, this also means that there's going to be more aid from the West. But, I mean, there's, and even Germany, everyone's just sending more stuff, so this looks like a weird sabotage, unless Putin's just gone completely insane, which is an option, to be honest. Basically, I don't understand what's happening here, because Ukraine is also really good at shooting down these rockets at this point. Like, yesterday they shot down about 50% of rockets fired at them. Today the percentage has increased. So he's wasting all this stuff. I'm pretty sure no one in the Western militaries would approve of this anyways. And this is just, you know, just a demonstration of power to his own weird hyenas who are already basically yelling at him how meaningless the war machine of Russia is and how weak is it and how bad as the commander-in-chief. Well, you know, he can do this maybe, you know, for a few more days if he really wants to. But, yeah, this is a lose-lose, because as soon as he decides to, you know, do a reasonable thing, then Ukrainians are going to counterattack once again, and, well, any bonuses he might have gathered and achieved with this will just be permanently lost. So, I was just completely weirded out. Also in the news that Ukrainian military basically declared that Medvedev, Zakharov, Bortnikov, Volodin, Zolotov, all these people, Matvienko, Shoigu, well, basically Naryshkin, Patrushev, more than 700 people, yeah, they're going to get arrested right now in Ukraine. Now officially, illegally. Ukrainians also, in 7 hours, donated more than 200 million hryvnia for drones for the Ukrainian army. It's about like 40 hryvnia per euro or something, so I presume this is about $40 million or something, which is great. The foundation of the presenter Sergei Pritula and activist Sergei Chernenko, well, basically they started this after these mass Russian fires with rockets. So yeah, another lose for Putin here. It's just weird, since on day two Ukrainians are actually dying less. So again, a bit confusing. So Alexander Lukashenko, batyk from Belarus, yeah, he basically stated today about creation a regional group of Russia and Belarus. Where exactly that's going to be created and for what, he did not explain, though. The one thing, though, that he is now delivering tanks to Russia, and he's, you know, being quagmired into all this situation more and more. He's clearly not going to go out of this. Yeah, about the anti-air systems, well, Joe Biden said that, so unlike other countries, you just sometimes just promise stuff and don't deliver. Pretty sure they're gonna happen, really. All this, another thing is that starting today, Ukraine has stopped their export of electrical power in the EU because of all these fires. Yeah, and Putin's not even ashamed here. He's just committing war crimes blatantly. I mean, and at this point, when he's killing civilians intentionally and doing all sorts of mad stuff, someone's going to point at me in Twitter and say that, oh, look, but we found this picture. I mean, it's gotten to the point where Ukrainians are being called Nazis for literally wearing stuff with Ukrainian army insignia on it. I just don't understand this completely. Meanwhile, the guy who's supposed to basically fix the whole bridge, the Crimean bridge, states that, well, they plan on fixing it in a month to month and a half. The problem is they also stated that it's been fixed yesterday evening at 8 p.m., so everyone ignored that because Putin lied once again. Oh, big surprises here. Meanwhile, all the Russian actives of Nissan Corporation will be stolen, nationalized by Russia. Basically, you know, all the Russian state companies, they're actively stealing all the stuff from everyone. Basically, a part of Renault also moved to AvtoVAZ. And, you know, they also offer Nissan to buy out these actives in the, like, length of 6 years. But, yeah. In Russia, son, everything you own can just be easily stolen. Also, which is weirdly enough, apparently, Russian stores have lost basically all of their stores of imported booze. Yeah, Russia's running out of booze. That's not a good news. Mostly rum and whiskey. Izvestia, a Russian newspaper, reported about this today, which I found kind of funny. And at the same time, one of their most famous billionaires, Yuri Milyar, stated that this summer, he and his family have already, well, declined Russian citizenship. Yeah. Also quite interesting, because not only there's a brain drain, there's a monetary drain as well. However, interestingly enough, to call back on my previous thing, apparently there was a report from Weiss that Elon Musk spoke with Mr. Putin before tweeting his proposal to end the war in Ukraine. It's been at least claimed. In a mail out sent to Eurasia Group subscribers, one Ian Bremmer wrote that Tesla CEO Musk told him that Putin was prepared to negotiate, but only if Crimea remained Russian. If Ukraine accepted the form of permanent neutrality, and Ukraine recognized Russia's annexation of Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson, and Zaporozhye. According to Bremmer, Musk said Putin told him these goals would be accomplished no matter what, including the potential of a nuclear strike if Ukraine invaded Crimea, which, well, they annexed in 2014. Bremmer wrote that Musk told him that everything needed to be done to avoid that outcome. Yeah, well, you know, Mr. Musk just shows that, hey, if over in these parts Russians have been enduring various propaganda for 20-something years, and a lot of them haven't fallen for it, and Musk just has one conversation with Putin, then, yeah, and he goes out all the way, well, then there's a nice little saying in Russian which explains this, Mr. Musk. Кинули тебя! And of course, Musk is vehemently denying all this situation, but of course he would do that, since, well, he'd go to prison otherwise. It makes no sense for him to admit anything at this point. But how can a man supposedly so smart and intelligent can just fall so blatantly for total nonsense? I mean, hey, I've been explaining this for a long time already, how none of this is going to happen, and just sometimes all of this just gets extremely irritating to me. And of course, another thing that that's showing up right now is that, well, the mobilized in Russia, they're, you know, now starting to finally die in Ukraine as well, in the whole battlefield situation. This is nowhere near the 3 months of their training. This is cannon fodder, just as predicted. Not much is being done to save them or anything like that. Now, well, they're being used in the same vein as previously the so-called mobics from the LNR and DNR. Interestingly enough, yeah, you know, they're being sent by, you know, when being told that no one is there, and then, of course, they're in front lines. At the same time, one other weird situation is that Russia still has, apparently, right now, it's the only country on the planet Earth with internal borders. Since, you know, officially, both Luhansk and Donetsk, by the Russian laws, is part of Russian Federation. However, you know, you would expect that this would mean removal of border posts. None such thing is happening. It's that the control, like, and passport checks, they're still there. And adding to the fact that the leader of the Donetsk People's Republic even awarded Ramzan Kadyrov a medal for heroics. And this is kind of interesting, since how can a separate region of a country, at least by the opinion of that country, award a medal of honor of another country to... It's bizarre. Basically, they are there for the purposes of Putin being able to state that they are there. But, yeah, otherwise, they're not. Border controls, still all the documents, everything is just a mess. There are border... And like, no one's actively, like, doing anything in the whole regions that was there, that were there for a long while. So, another mystery for everyone to solve is that, again, in Russia, everything just seems to happen as, you know, it tends to happen in Russia. I hope that tomorrow at least will be a bit more clearer day, because I'd much rather be talking to you about Ukrainian military successes, rather than, once again, you know, somewhat mockingly, but still, discussing Russian war crimes. And that's about it for today. До свидания, товарищи. And please, if you like what we're doing here, please consider supporting us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/theeasternborder. We charge for 4 to 5 episodes per month. So, you know, please set up your monthly limits. It's not every episode. Don't worry about that. But, yeah, and if you're a one-time donation guy, please, theeasternborder.lv, click the donate button. That'll take you to the page where you can donate to our PayPal or with card or whatever. And if you don't like that option or you can't figure it out, find us on Twitter. That's the messenger that we respond to. And we'll obviously, well, have a nice conversation with you as well. And if you ever are in Riga, of course, I'll be glad to meet you and have a chat with you. Right now, well, tons of work. Have a lot of emails to send. Gonna go to Poland very soon. Gonna teach some young war journalists about how it's like to go there. Have to invent some practical exercises for that. I don't even know. I probably should ask I should probably ask our embassy in Ukraine, in Poland, maybe they have some armored vests or something that I could, you know, force them to put on. Or otherwise we could go to a military object in Poland and take photos of it, because, yeah, the practical part of these workshops kind of scare me. But yeah, that's it for today. And remember, happiness is mandatory.